We're going to read a very short passage from the Bible. Now, sometimes we have people come up and read it. Occasionally, somebody usually reads it to you. Occasionally, you might read it to yourselves. This morning, I thought we would read it all together, because that way, you can all engage with it. It's a fairly simple passage. I've used a fairly modern translation that will just help to get the message across. And you can all read it together. If you can't read the words, don't worry about it. Just listen to somebody who's speaking it around you. Okay? So if we can get the words up on the screen, we're going to say this all together. Okay? This is from Matthew chapter 9 and verses 35 to 38. Okay, so if you just read the words all together, you can follow me as I start off. Then Jesus visited many local towns and villages. He taught in their meeting places and reported good news about the kingdom of God. Jesus healed their diseased bodies. He healed their bruised and hurt lives. When he looked out over the crowds, his heart broke. So confused and aimless they were, like sheep with no shepherd. What a huge harvest, he said to his disciples. How few workers. On your knees and pray for harvest hands. So there we are. We have our reading. And we're going to unpack that in the rest of our service as we think about a few more things. Oh, do excuse me a minute. I did warn you that this might happen. This is very rude of me. Hello? Yes? Oh, really? Oh, that's fantastic. That's really good news. How heavy's the baby? 8 pounds, 7 ounces. Whoa, bit of a whopper. Yeah, takes after his dad. Yeah. Okay. What they called the baby? Oh, Joshua. Not another Joshua. Surely not. We've got far too many Joshuas in our family already. Anyway, is mum all right? And the baby's well? Oh, that's brilliant. Look, I am a bit busy. I've got a lot of people looking at me thinking I really shouldn't be doing this. So just leave it at that and I'll talk to you later. Thank you ever so much. Bye now. Do you think I've just had some good news or some bad news? What do you think? You think I've had good news? What do you think I've heard? What have I been told? Shout it out to me. I've had news that a baby has been born. That's right. And there was some information shared, wasn't there? About how heavy the baby was, the fact the baby was well, and that everybody was healthy, which is what you always ask when a baby's born. Now, that wasn't a true call. Okay, let me just be honest about this. That wasn't really happening. My wife just nipped out into the foyer and rang me because I asked her to earlier on and we were going to pretend to do that. So that was just pretend. So anybody who was offended thinking that I had a phone call in the church, it wasn't a real phone call. But we did it for a reason. Because if you have good news, you want to share it. When we had our children, Hannah and Bryony, 20 odd years ago, the first thing that I did when I came out of the room where my wife had given birth, apart from collapsing in a heap, thinking I'm glad I didn't have to go through that, was to ring people and to tell them that we'd had a baby, because it was exciting news. It was really good news. It's what you want to tell people. We had the guides earlier on coming up and sharing about their summer camp. That was good news for them because they had a fantastic time. And the thing that that Bible passage is talking about is that we, as Christians, have got good news, but it's our responsibility to share it. Now, I want to illustrate this with another example. So, Glenn, I wonder if you could come and help me for a minute, just picking somebody at random who happens to be standing at the back. Glenn, if you could just come up here a minute, I'm going to whisper to you some instructions, okay? Don't want anybody to hear. Oh. Now, that's a little unfortunate. Because I gave what I thought was a fairly clear instruction, but No, it's not happening, is it? No, it's not happening. Okay, I'm going to try it again. I'm going to try it with people that I think are probably more reliable than Glenn is. Okay? So let me have four volunteers. I'll have two boys, I'll be very honest. Let's have you on the front row and you on the second row. And let's have two girls. We'll have you and we'll have you. Okay? So if you'd like to come up to the front here. Right. I'm going to share some news with you, okay? This is what I want you to do. And this time you can all hear, because it didn't work last time. So I'll share it with you all so you can understand what I said. And I'll talk to Glenn after and see why he didn't do what I asked him. You can help yourself to a sweet, okay? But then what I want you to do is go back and invite somebody else to come up and have a sweet too. Okay? So that's all you need to do. So help yourself, have a sweet, whichever one you fancy, and then go and talk to somebody else and invite them to come up and have a sweet. Doesn't matter who it is. Just invite somebody to go and come and have a sweet. And as you come up, you can help yourself to a sweet, but I want you to go and find somebody else that you can invite who can have a sweet, okay? So help yourself, have a sweet, and then go and find somebody else to have a sweet. Okay, and let's just keep this going for a couple of minutes. Let's see how far we get. Help yourself to one and then go and talk to somebody else and invite them to come and have one. You don't have to stick to your friends at the back. You could include some of the adults at the back who are gasping for a sweet. I can see there are adults at the back there thinking, I'm missing out on this. Why are they keeping it all to themselves? This isn't fair at all. Okay. Okay, keep it going. Keep talking to somebody. Ask, invite them to come up and have one. Just come and get one. It has to be a Malteser. Okay, we're gradually getting around a bigger cross-section of the church. And now you see the message is gradually spreading. Do we see? We're gradually getting away from the front. And we're gradually getting down to some of those more mature faces at the rear of the church, shall we say. Yeah, there are still. Do go and tell somebody else to come and get one. Okay. I'm going to stop it at that point. But I'm going to let this young lady have one, because otherwise I'm going to be in desperate trouble. I'm going to stop it at that point because we could go on forever. But you get the point. You see, what I did to begin with was I asked Glenn to go and share with somebody else to go and get a sweet. But he chose not to. And you know, when Jesus gives us good news to share with other people, we have a choice. We can choose to go and share that with somebody, or we can choose to keep it to ourselves. And the trouble is, if we keep it to ourselves, other people don't benefit in the way that he wants them to benefit. That is our service in a nutshell this morning. Jesus said, you're like a city on a hill. You're there to be a light in the darkness. And what message is it that we're supposed to be giving out? Well, let's just have a very quick look, and it is a very quick look, at what this good news is that God gives to us. There's the first one. We've got a smiley face up there, which we've all seen. That's the first message. God loves you very, very much. Dead simple. Okay? This is the second bit. You've all seen the cross before where Jesus died. And this is the message. God sent his son, Jesus, to die for each one of us on a cross. Why did he do that? Well, he did it because he loves us. We've just said that. And he did it so that we could receive an invitation. We gave out lots of invitations recently to our daughter's wedding. But God invites you to know him. It's dead simple. Through the death of Jesus on the cross, he invites you to know him. And each one of us has a choice. Now, Glenn this morning had a choice to come up, take a sweet and share it with the rest of you. He chose not to. That's up to Glenn. He had actually been told not to. Just in case you think he was being really awkward. I don't want anybody to think Glenn's a bad bloke, because he's not. He's a great bloke. I asked him not to, just to demonstrate what happens if we don't pass on the good news. And that's our responsibility. Each one of us has an opportunity this week to share something of the good news of Jesus. Now, we're going to finish this morning with a couple of plugs and a couple of things that I want to mention and I want you to think about. We've got two big events coming up in the life of the church. Next Sunday morning, we're having a welcome service. It's called the Big Welcome. There are invitation cards outside. And the intention is that everybody in church can take an invitation and invite somebody else to come and join us in church next Sunday. It's going to be a fairly normal morning service, but for some people, they've not experienced what goes on in church. So think about who you could invite and bring along with you next Sunday morning. Now, that is for adults and children, because if children come, there are activities laid on every Sunday morning for children, and they have their own groups. They come into church to start with, and then after about 20 minutes, they go off and do their own thing so that they are entertained, but also get to learn something about Jesus in their own way, at their own level. But for some of the children here, it might be more interest to think about this event, which is on the 31st of October. It's in the notice sheet. It's an evening by a chap called Paul from Magical Mayhem. And it's an alternative event to Halloween. Halloween is a dark, depressing, very sad event that the world has taken and thinks is something to celebrate. We think there is a lot better things to celebrate than death and evil. And we want to raise something about the good news of Jesus. And he will do that, but he'll do it through a show that does lots of illusions and lots of tricks and lots of things that you will find fascinating. This bloke is brilliant. He's been to the church before. I've seen him. He is outstandingly good. If you're a child or young adult, come along at 6:30 on the 31st of October. But also think about who you could invite to bring along with you. Because it's not just for us. This is an event that we can spread out and we can invite others. So why don't you take one of those invitation cards, if you think you've got somebody, a friend of yours at school, who might want to come, and bring them with you. The only thing I would say is it is a family event. So if you bring other people, you do need to make sure that you bring at least one adult with you so that you can keep you all in order. Because we can't have it going completely mad all evening. And Tim will be upset with me if we don't make that clear. So it is important that you bring an adult with you as well. But for adults, I can tell you, this is a very, very clever man. And you will have a really enjoyable evening. And kids, you will love it. He's really good. So if you can come to that, do. I want you to take just 30 seconds of quiet to think about who you could invite either to the big welcome service next week or to this magical mayhem evening, or indeed to both. They don't have to be exclusive. You can do both. So let's just be quiet for 30 seconds and think about who it is that God might be asking you to invite. Father God, we thank you that we have good news to share. That we know that you love us. We know that you care for us. We know that Jesus died on the cross for us, and we know that you've invited us to be your friends. Help us to take up that invitation and help us to invite others to hear that too, so that we don't keep it to ourselves in a selfish way, but that we actually allow others to hear that good news that we've heard first. So, Father, just give us courage this week as we meet people that we live with, as we meet people at school, as we meet people in the workplace, maybe as we just meet people in the street, that you would just encourage us to have the courage to invite and ask people to come and join us at either of those events, so that they might hear more about your message of good news for their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.